Hello, Warrior fans. Welcome to another installment of the Let's Help podcast brought to you by 91.1 WEDM. I'm your host, Kamara Mason. We have a very special episode today. Us here at 91.1 WEDM would like to extend our warmest Warrior welcome to Miss Kayla Sullivan, also known as the TikTok Mom Reporter. She's here today to talk about the Grit and Grace organization of which Kayla leads the Indiana chapter. Hi, Kayla. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. For those who haven't heard of you, what is something our listeners out there should know about you?
Well, I just love to have fun and make people laugh and smile and share good news. For years, I was a news reporter, and as you probably know, news can be pretty doom and gloom sometimes, and so now I've dedicated my life to trying to entertain and share really happy moments, and with this program that you referenced, Grit and Grace, I am the chapter leader of it, and my mission with this group is I have two sons, so I'm around boys a lot, and so it's nice to reach out to young ladies in the community and help them be the best versions of themselves. And I feel like I'm in a good place to do that because I was able to find a career that worked for me as a mom and try and break some barriers in the industry. And I've been doing that, and I want to share that knowledge with young ladies in our community.
Great. I've seen some of your content on TikTok. It is hilarious. It definitely sheds light. It brings light to like gloomy situations that I really don't watch the news because of like just the sadness and the darkness. So like seeing a news reporter on like positive terms, speaking really positively, it's a refreshing change and it's hilarious.
Thank you.
Now let's get into some questions about Grit and Grace. What is the mission or purpose of the Grit and Grace organization?
So we are here standing for faith, family, and freedom. We're helping these young ladies learn to network, learn to find their worth in God, and really just learn how to be a good leader and to have the skills that they may not necessarily learn in school. You know, I feel like there's a lot of things in life that you learn from experience or networking or real life jobs. We are affiliated with PBR, professional bull riding. And the mission with that and the symbolism with that is these bull riders have a lot of grit. You know, they get knocked off these bulls. And we use that as an example to these young ladies. And we say, you know, you're going to face a lot of challenges in life. And you've got to have that grit to get back up, keep trying, but do it with grace. And we just hosted an etiquette event not too long ago, teaching ladies, you know, the proper etiquette during dinner and how to come off as poised and polite. And I feel like these are things that schools don't really teach, so you kind of need another program to introduce you to these things. And it's just nice because some of these people, they may have family already showing them these values, but they may not. So we want to offer our services to all different types of people, whatever their background. Obviously, it's only for young ladies. But, you know, I think it'd be great if there was kind of a male version of what we do as well.
Yes. The name speaks volumes, like, in itself. The Grit and Grace. That is just a great name for an organization. And it's a girls-only organization, if you didn't catch that. Now, what are some events that take place within Grit and Grace?
So there's the national level events and then there's the local level events. I handle the local level events because I'm our Indiana chapter leader. It was all started by former Fox 59 anchor Fanchon Stinger. Yes. So she had this dream of helping young ladies and she has done it all through God. It's really amazing what she's been able to accomplish. But on the local level, we host an event every month. And the cool thing is, you know, this just started 2 years ago, but this year is kind of new because we're accepting ladies all throughout the year just to be part of the chapter, which before we only accepted them to be in the Leadership Academy. So we had a set number of girls, but now anyone can join at any time and they'll just have to pay chapter dues. If you want to be in the leadership program, which is an actual weekly program that sends you through all kinds of lessons and weekly just, you know, for example, maybe how to keep yourself from comparing yourself to others on social media, just topics right. like that, and just finding your worth in God. That's the kind of stuff that the Leadership Academy does and helps you become the best version of yourself. And you even take a personality test through that and really learn about your leadership style and the types of things that make you a good leader. And so that program is kind of separate from just our chapter event program. So you've got two options if you're not free every Tuesday night for this meeting, and it's all virtual. And so it's cool because every chapter throughout the country can meet virtually on right. this leadership chapter experience. And then in our chapter experience, we do all kinds of things. I mean, like I said, we had the etiquette class the other weekend, and then now this weekend we're going to be picking flowers and learning from a female business owner who started her own flower preservation. And so she's going to teach us how she got started as a female business owner.
That's great. A lot of resources I see, just like stuff that you can't learn in school or so, like you haven't learned in school. Some girls may not have that person at home teaching them proper table etiquette. So I see the vision here. I see the vision. I love what y'all are doing. Are there any success stories that you'd like to share?
Absolutely. So I think what's so great about this program is we'll start out with a girl who may be, you know, a little shy. Maybe she doesn't have very many friends at school, or she's being bullied. And we've experienced a lot of them coming out and saying the kinds of things that they struggle with, but maybe at first they were really timid and not ready to talk. But as the program goes on, they're able to be the first to volunteer to lead prayer or be the first to volunteer to explain how their week went. And you just see that progression in these ladies, and you see some of them are older. So we have high school and middle school age girls, and even as young as, you know, 8. So these girls are mentees to the older ladies who are in high school. And so it's nice that we have our own little network within the program as well. But then, for example, you know, this weekend we're going to be meeting a female business owner. So these ladies are going to have that woman to look up to, and she's going to give her contact information, and they're going to be able to ask her questions as they grow up. So we're building a network for them, and they're already networking at such a young age, and they're able to reach out to all of these people, including myself. You know, if they're interested in becoming a news reporter one day, you know, they can reach back out to me or ask me if I know anyone in a certain industry. One of our girls wants to be an attorney, and I'm like, oh, I've got tons of attorney friends I can connect you with. So it's just teaching them how important networking is and then providing them those resources. So we do that on a local level monthly. And then there's also national events. So we have a gala every year that is our fundraiser in Indianapolis. But we also have a conference coming up in Dallas where we're inviting mothers and their daughters to join us. And we have Tim Tebow's wife guest speakers and just people that are really inspirational talking. And we offer, you know, PBR experiences. A lot of when PBR comes into town, we invite the ladies to watch that in action, because I told you, you know, the connection with getting off the bowl and getting back up, you know, I think is really meaningful and something that we like to use to teach the girls to keep trying and never stop.
So all these resources, opportunities, I know somebody out there wants to know, how can they get connected with Grit and Grace? Is there a website? Where can they go to get into this organization?
Yes, I think you need to check out our website, thegritandgracenation.org. And there's a lot of scholarship opportunities as well. There's a $10,000 scholarship plus the VIP PBR experience that you can apply for. It's a video application. And so you can check that out if you're a young lady from the ages 8 to 18. You know, check that out if you want to be involved. But also, if you're not someone who maybe is in that age range, but you have a business where you want to help sponsor this program, you know, reach out to us. Check us out on that website, because we are always looking for people to sponsor girls in the program. Like I said, there is a fee to join the Leadership Academy as well as chapter dues. So if somebody you know would benefit from this program, or even somebody you don't know but you like the mission, donating to us, sponsoring us would be really beneficial and would mean the world to continue this mission. So we're looking for sponsors, we're looking for volunteers, we're looking for anyone interested in helping and spreading the word. You know, if you see a girl that's struggling with body image or social media, or, you know, just really needs a good set of friends. Maybe they've gone down a wrong path and you want to help them get back on that right path and learn their worth in God, I think referring them to Grit and Grace would be an excellent idea.
So sponsors out there, if you're interested in the beautiful thing that Grit and Grace has going on, reach out, get connected, go on their website. So Kayla, is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I mean, if this is airing in time, we are having an event on Sunday. So if you're within that 8 to 18 age range, or you just want to check it out, we will be hosting it at Desna's Designs, and it's from 3 to 5 on Sunday. And you can always check us out online to get more information about the chapter, thegritandgracenation.org.
And if anybody is interested in watching some of your content, where can they find you on social media?
Sure. It's Kayla Marie Sully, that's S-U-L-L-Y, on Instagram, and then Kayla Reporting on TikTok.
Okay, thank you, Kayla. Thank you for coming on the show. Make sure you go check out Kayla on TikTok as well as the Grit and Grace organization that is for girls 8 to 18. Make sure you stay on the lookout for more installments of the Let's Help podcast. This is Kamara Mason signing off.